heart and the guidance of His Holy Spirit, will you turn with me to Genesis? Genesis chapter 1. And we'll begin with the 26th verse. I know you're all familiar with this chapter and the creation of the world. This particular few verses here, verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have domination over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." God created us in His own image. In His own image, we are a reflection of God. If we are a reflection of God, we must show the love of God in us. People will be able to see the love of God in you and I. This reflection, this image of God, He says it here. Let us make man in our image, after all likeness, and let them have dominion. Dominion over what? The earth. He made the fish. He made everything that is here. But man has dominion over them. We weren't made like the fish and the apes, which a lot of people think we came from. But we know that our Lord Jesus Christ made us. We're in His image. People try to avoid that, try to turn the Bible around. They can't. It's been proven. And it's being continued to be proven that we are God's creatures. We are God's creatures. And dear God loves us. Loves us to the point that He sent His Son. Because when He created it, He created everything perfect. Perfect. There was nothing that could hinder that perfection. But something did. Sin came into the world. And when sin came into the world, it was corrupted. It was corrupted. What is in the world today is sin. And people don't understand truly what sin is. Some of them think that it's just human nature. Oh yeah, I make mistakes. I do this, I do that. No, dear ones. Sin is sin. In the eyes of the Lord, sin is sin. We know that when we do something wrong, we go before the Lord and we thank and ask Him to forgive us. A lot of people don't. Oh, who cares about him? Who cares about her? No, dear ones, this is not God's love. This is not the love of God. The love of God is in you and I. And we must work at it to do what is right in the sight of God. The Bible tells us that the heart is desperately wicked. And that the tongue is a fire. We cannot control these things unless we have the power of God within us. We must have His power to control our tongues. I know for myself, I pray and I thank God. If I've hurt somebody, I'm willing to apologize. And I pray that God would forgive me also. And I pray, Lord, that when you do something, that you go before the Lord and ask forgiveness. Because the Bible pulls no punches. It tells it just like it is. And what is it? The world is full of adultery, fornication, murder, theft, wickedness, pride, foolishness. All these things are in the world today. For every good thing that's in the world, there's two bad things. Yes. You see what's going on in the world. You see the killings, the hatred. I pray to God that He takes control of this soon. I know everything is in His hands. And I pray with all my heart that all this would stop. But I know we have no control over it. God made a plan, and He's going through with His plan. So you and I have to work toward what we can do to that plan. What is the answer? What is the answer? You know what the answer is. Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is our answer. The crucifixion was our answer. His death on the cross was our answer. Why? Because of the love of God that passes all understanding. You and I cannot tell how much God loves us. I pray to God that He would instill that love in each and every one of us. I just love Him today. And I thank God for each and every one of you. And I pray if I have offended any of you, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to forgive me because I love you. I love you. Each and every one. And I pray that God would help you, if you don't know Him today, to accept Him as your personal Savior. And those of you that do know Him, draw closer to Him. Be willing to turn away from the things of this life and turn to the will of God. If we don't, what's going to happen to us? We'll fall short of the will of God. So we know what the answer is. Our Lord Jesus Christ. If we have confessed with our mouth what is in our hearts, He will forgive us. He will forgive us. He sent His Son to die for us because of love. And it says in John 3:16, it tells us, whosoever, anyone, whatever, whoever, what race, color, creed, anyone that comes to the Lord, He accepts. Why? of love. Love that passes all understanding. Love that none of us can realize until we meet him face to face someday. In John 3:17 says, he didn't come down here to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. But sometimes we get in a place where we feel like, I'm right, you're wrong, that's it. If I'm wrong, I want to say I'm sorry. And I pray every day. You don't know how long my list gets for people. And not just the people in the church, but people I meet. Friends on the street. People in my condominium. I thank God and I pray for them too. They're all God's children. Maybe they don't know him, but God is reaching out to them. If you have an opportunity, help them. Help them along. You know that Jesus keeps knocking at the door. I've said this so many times. He keeps knocking. But he won't come in unless you open the door. Open the door to your heart and let him in. We were taught as children, thank God for godly parents, we were taught to do the things of the Lord. We were taught the Bible. We were taught all the different things in our classes. These certain verses that would help us to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. Dear ones, we must go on and do the work of the Father until he calls us home. So now is the time. Call upon him if you don't know him. He'll accept you in whatever condition. Don't think you have to be perfect, because none of us would be there. I mentioned this before. I talked to him, a young man who says, I want to come to church and I want to do what is right in God's sight. But I can't. I'm on drugs. I'm not doing the will of God. But I want to do the will of God. I need help. And I prayed with him. And I told him, you don't have to be perfect. None of us are. Reach out to him today and pray for this young man. Because I know when you get stuck on stuff like drugs, it's hard to break away. Some never do. This is a trick of the enemy. This is a trick. This is how he works. He makes something look good that isn't. He did with Adam and Eve. The fruit looked so good they ate it. And that was the beginning of the fall. So dear ones, today, as you think about it, it isn't just about me and you. It's about the world. It's about the people. There's so many that need him. Pray for them. And if you don't know the Lord, accept him today. Accept him and know him. He loves you, dear ones. Just open the door to your heart and let him in. I thank God for the opportunity to be here this morning. And I pray that he will be with all those sick and needy ones now. I know the devil tries to enter in and get us all down because he doesn't want you and I to come to church. Why would you want to come to church? To praise the Lord. That's why. But thank God he gives us the strength to go on. And I thank God for all of you that have come out this morning. God bless you. In the name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down and thank the Lord for his service.